You'll have to excuse me. I have a cold, as you can tell. Annual thing. Usually, sometimes I get two or three at a time. Last year, I had a terrible cold, and I lost my voice. It lasted 3 weeks. I just recovered. And I went to one of the schools, and the kindergartners came in from outside and went, "Monsignor, I got another cold." So you'll have to bear with me. Let's see how far I get. You're probably praying not very far. We heard these words in the second reading today. May God make you worthy of his calling. There is a story about a couple who, after they retired and after they had raised their children, wanted to build the dream house. And so they found some nice land that was back into the mountains, beautiful river running through their backyard. And everything was fine until some heavy rains came. And it got to be so much that there was the fear that there was going to be flooding. So the emergency team came to their door and said, "We advise you to leave, because if you don't, you could drown." They said, "Oh, don't worry, God's going to take care of us. We put our entire faith and trust in him." So they left. Kept on raining, and there was a fear that the dam was going to break. So they went out again and got to their house, but now the river was right up to their front door, and said, "Look, you've got to leave. You've got to come with us, because we can't guarantee your safety." They said, "Oh, don't worry. God is going to be with us. He's going to take care of us. We're fine." So again, they left empty-handed. But it kept on raining, and it got so bad that the fear of the dike was going to break. So this time, the only way they could get there was to fly a helicopter. As they aimed down at their house, they saw them on the top of the roof. They said, "This is your last chance. Climb this ladder, come to the helicopter, we can take you to safety." They said, "No, no, no, God's going to take care of us, don't worry." So they had to leave, and then shortly afterwards, the dam broke, water came, and killed them. Well, they went straight to heaven, and St. Peter met them at the gates. He let them in, and so they said, "Can we see the Lord for a few moments?" And the Lord welcomed them, said, "We're so happy that you are here." And they said, "You know, we are happy here too. Don't get us wrong. We're not complaining. But how come you didn't save us? You know, we put all our faith and our trust in you. Why didn't you do something?" And they said, "Now just wait a minute. Who do you think sent the emergency people to you by car, by boat, and by helicopter?" It all goes to show that sometimes we think we are pretty well confident, and our confidence can be shaken. But sometimes, too, confidence can be seen in a different way or in a different well. I think we know when we're confident in something, we know that we've got it by the tail. But when we don't lack confidence, we don't have the strength to stand up. And maybe perhaps it might be something that we have to stand up for our faith. For the last 7 Sundays, we had reflected upon St. Timothy's letter to St. Timothy, the first and second letters written by St. Paul. We covered various different themes found in those letters. We heard how St. Paul said that we have to be courageous. We have to persevere. We have to know the faith and knowing what we believe. But now we turn to the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. This one and the first one are the earliest, or if you want to say the earliest written letters in the New Testament, even before the 4 gospel accounts were written. St. Paul had written these 2 letters. The first one was basically telling people of Thessalonica, you have to be ready. The Lord's going to come immediately. The second letter is a little bit different because St. Paul was getting a little bit discouraged in hearing how people were not living the faith. They had been told by St. Paul, the Lord's coming soon. Well, now years and a couple decades have passed by, no Lord. But also too, the persecution of being a Christian was being more and more common. So St. Paul wrote this letter to them so that they would not waver in their faith. And in our passage for today, there are 2 points. The first one is that God has confidence in you. This is part one. God has confidence in each and every one of us. Since he made us in his image and likeness, we have an intellect, we have a free will, we have a conscience. We're made in God's divine image. So God has placed in us immediately confidence in who we are as his people. He gave his son Jesus Christ to be the example for each and every one of us, so we know exactly how we are to live and pattern our lives. So God has made the step first. He puts confidence in us. But in return comes the second point, and then we have to have confidence in living out the faith each and every day. The word confidence comes from 2 Latin words meaning cum fidere, mean having assurance. That we have the assurance that we can stand on our own 2 feet to live out the faith, even defend the faith, and do so each and every day. One of the goals that we should have in life is to please our Heavenly Father. Just as a child, we hope, and I hope this is all true for all of our young youth here today, that you want to please your parents. Your parents are very pleased when you do something good and right. That should be your goal, to please them in all things. But the greater person we want to please is our Heavenly Father. And in doing so, that means that we live the faith. We've been given the assurance from God that he is pleased with us. So in return, we want to please him by living the faith daily. It's not always easy. And especially as St. Paul had to face with the people of Thessalonica then, there's a lot of persecution. The persecution continues to be a Catholic Christian today. I would be a fool if I said that none of us has ever failed, for we all have failed. But I hope that through hearing what St. Paul wrote, we can all put our true confidence in the Lord our God. He is the solid rock of our foundation. Taking from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, he said, if God is for us, who can be against us? The whole world could be, but your confidence and assurance should be in God alone. Let us deepen our faith, knowing that God is pleased with us whenever we do well and do right, and God gives us the encouragement when we have not, so that we hope that we will always please our Heavenly Father in all things and have the confidence each and every day to live the faith as he wants us to live it.
Please stop after the 8 a.m. Mass today in the parish hall to enjoy coffee and rolls while visiting the fellowship parishioners and visitors. Please check the bulletin for activities this week. Note in particular the St. Gabriel's Fall Festival today after the 10 a.m. Mass. Enjoy many good things offered and support Holy Family Parish. Script is available to be purchased right after Mass.
And I want to thank our teachers and our students being involved in our celebration of the Mass this morning. Also, as a reminder, now starting next weekend, the 8 o'clock Mass on Sunday will be here, and the 10 o'clock will be at St. John's.